Catch the Beat, the Arts Beat, the program about things going on in concert halls and galleries in New Mexico and Southern Colorado. I'm Connie Gotch. 516 Arts at 516 Central Avenue in Albuquerque is a great big warm white space. It's got a 22-foot ceiling and a second-floor balcony that looks down on the entry. The burnished wooden floors are just gleaming and the smell of paint permeates the air. Perched on a ladder, Albuquerque artist Bob Phillips covers the balcony with a fine line drawing for Snap, Crackle, Pow, and that's an exhibition of drawings put together by guest curator Catherine M. Davis. On the second floor, fellow exhibitor Luke Dorman arranges realistic renditions and line drawings of human and animal figures. People walk with six-foot rabbits and half-man, half-beasts recall the fantastic workshops and the images of the late medieval painter Hieronymus Bosch.
I wanted to use a lot of symbols that were traditional throughout history, so looking back at painting from a Bosch sort of era and pulling out some of those symbols that I then wanted to use in my own way, creating these zoomorphic characters to represent different facets of what I saw as human desires. A lot of the things that are represented in this particular drawing seem to be more of a deviant nature, so lots of things that deal with overindulgence of various sorts. But then there are also those other aspects of humanity that we crave. The man carrying the woman representing this kind of affection that we all want and the tenderness. So there's a lot of different symbols going on in this piece.
And as Dorman works upstairs in the lower gallery, a couple of 516 Arts staff members finish hanging the show Alchemy Collage and Assemblage. That's curated by the 516 Art director, Suzanne Sparge. A collage artist herself, she strolls quietly between the little upstairs nook she calls her office and each exhibition, just overseeing the progress toward the openings. A 14-year veteran of nonprofit arts administration, she's guiding 516 Arts in the middle of an art boom in Albuquerque.
We're doing that by mixing local, national, and international artists in our programs. Besides the exhibitions, we also do a lot of poetry events here, live music. We have a lot of educational programs as well. We give tours to school groups and do art education curriculum for each show that we do. All our programs here are free. Basically, our openings are really fun parties for people and very crowded and very high energy. Each exhibition has a different feel, so we hire different music for the openings, and the curators each go in a different direction with the work they show. So the last show we had a lot of more contemporary craft work in it and was very diverse, so it's always a surprise.
That said, she leads the way out of her crowded little space full of computers and tables full of papers downstairs and into Alchemy Collage and Assemblages.
Artists who work with piecing little bits together to make something new. Many of the artists use old vintage materials to do contemporary style work. This is Miriam Wask's work. She's from Los Angeles. She uses thousands of little pieces of paper, collected little pieces of things, sequins and rhinestones and old anatomical charts and paint. Bits from fabric patterns. I don't know if you can see these pieces of tissue running throughout, and old wallpaper, a lot of plant and animal forms.
Like Alchemy Collage and Assemblages, Snap, Crackle, Pow balances reality and fantasy. Alchemy focuses on found objects in unexpected places, and Snap examines the process of drawing. David Lee covers a wall in the upstairs gallery with people caught in a web for Snap, Crackle, Pow.
Definitely fine line drawing, you know, not much in terms of trying to get volume, you know, through shading and things like that. Being definitive in terms of what it is that I'm trying to say, it is not so much my aim as it is to just get lost in that process and see what results.
Most of the artists involved in Snap, Crackle, Pow aren't telling exactly what they want to say. Same's true for Alchemy Collages and Assemblages.
They all delve into the imagination. Both shows are very psychological.
The final touches to both exhibitions are coming along, so Suzanne Sparge returns to her desk and the constant task of finding grants and donations to keep 516 Arts running. The gallery makes little money off of sales. Still, despite the economy, 516 is doing just fine.
Artists tend to work with low budgets anyway, so it may not affect them as much. It depends what circle you're in. If you're in the business of art sales, it may be more difficult, but in nonprofit arts, I haven't seen a big impact lately.
Alchemy Collage and Assemblages and Snap Crackle Pow run through May 31st at 516 Arts at 516 Central Southwest in Albuquerque. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5, and you can call them at 242-1445 or visit 516arts.org. And for Arts Beat, I'm Connie Gotch on KSJE-FM. Keep enjoying art, and we'll see you next time.